Well, the criticism of mixed messages around the safety or otherwise of the AstraZeneca vaccine is being directed not just at the government, but increasingly at the expert panel of advisors known as ATAGI as well. But one bioethicist suggests we should be more forgiving because, and here's that word again, we're in an unprecedented and ever-changing situation. Jackie Leach-Scully is a professor of bioethics and director of the Disability Innovation Institute at the University of New South Wales, and she believes we need to improve the way messages are delivered with more public debate and greater consideration of the community as a whole.
There are a lot of ethical challenges. Obviously, the moral thing to do is to tell the truth, make sure that the information that you're giving is accurate, that it's accessible to people, and that it's kept up to date, and so on. But we found ourselves in a genuinely unprecedented situation with COVID for a lot of reasons. And one of them is that we've never produced effective vaccines against a disease as quickly as we have this time. And it's a new kind of disease as well. We're not familiar with the way that this disease behaves in population. So we're finding out as we go along how the disease behaves and how the vaccines behave as well. And that means that it's actually very challenging to give people the kind of information that they need in order to make an informed decision about whether the vaccine is for them or not, because the information, the data that everyone has, including the experts, has been relatively limited.
And changing too. I mean, the data sets have changed, but the virus itself has mutated too.
Yeah, exactly. The virus has been changing. It's been mutating. Its behaviour in populations have also been changing. We've seen it becoming more infectious. We've seen some evidence that variants are more or less devastating in their impact. And so at the same time, in real time, we're trying to get up to speed on a new disease. It's changing almost in our hands as time goes on. And we're trying to develop therapies as well as vaccines against it. It's not just an unusual situation. I can't think of one that's been precisely like that.
What are the considerations for the individual in taking a vaccine versus the considerations for the community as a whole?
In many ways, for an individual, it's a more straightforward decision. If you restrict it to the individual, they can look at the potential risks to them of COVID. They can then look at the potential adverse effects and risks of taking one type of vaccine or another, and then they can make a decision for themselves weighing up those considerations. The problem is that human beings don't live as individuals. They live in communities. We live in families, communities, the wider population, and even a global population as well. And as soon as you're in that situation, you have the moral responsibility to think not just about yourself, but also about those concentric circles, almost, of other people around you.
Do you think there's been enough public discussion about these sorts of issues, the ethics around decisions that are being made on our behalf?
I think a lot of the debates about it in the public and sometimes elsewhere too has been very superficial. There are enormous problems in public messaging around health and around the pandemic and around vaccines. But I think there could be a more detailed consideration of what these ethical issues present for different groups of people. And I think a greater public debate. We've seen a lot of discussion between different kinds of experts and the government and health agencies and so on. But drawing more of the public into an in-depth discussion of community responsibilities as well as individual rights and freedoms is, I think, going to be vital, particularly in the future, since firstly, this pandemic isn't really going to go away, not very quickly. And also, as we've seen in other countries, there are prospects of health services and the economies becoming coming under great pressure with the impact of longer forms of COVID, the ongoing effects of COVID infections.
I note that several other nations, including Canada, have a bioethicist on their advisory panels. We don't have one on ATAGI. Do you think we should?
I think that bringing ethical questions into those sorts of discussions is absolutely essential, because they are ethical questions because they matter. And it's sometimes quite difficult to separate out some of the medical and social and economic considerations from the ethical ones. But I think everybody, however much under threat they might feel, at the end of the day, they want to be able to know that they're doing the right thing. And I don't necessarily mean that in the rhetorical sense that it is sometimes used, but that they can feel secure in themselves, that they've thought through what they decide to do, and that they're making a decision that is morally good for them, but also for the community at large.
That's bioethics professor Jackie Leach-Scully from the University of New South Wales.